Unit 2. Computers and Technology. Reading 2.
Hackers and Crackers. These days, computers and information technology are common around the world. Because of this, many words related to computers are used in everyday conversations. For example, almost everyone knows the word hacker. Hackers are excellent programmers. They can write programs that are efficient and even artistic. They take great pride in their work. The term hacker was first used at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, around 1969. The word hack was already in use at MIT to describe student pranks. These were often very creative tricks or jokes. Computers were new to universities at that time, and there were not many computer manuals available. So the students had to figure things out by themselves. In the process, they often wrote small sections of code to make programs do what they wanted. This soon became known as hacking, because the students had to use their creativity just as they used their creativity for their pranks. Because of this history, hackers consider themselves noble and curious people. They use hacking to satisfy their curiosity and to learn new computer skills, but they do not believe in destroying information or causing trouble. In fact, hackers have an ethical belief: do no harm. They believe it is all right to probe a computer system for vulnerabilities as long as none of the data is damaged. In addition, they always notify the administrator of the system so that the weakness can be patched. On the other hand, some malicious programmers exploit weaknesses in systems. Hackers call these people crackers. Crackers are people who break into or crack open computer systems for selfish reasons. Sometimes they steal information, and sometimes they release viruses into the systems. Hackers are not happy when computer criminals are called hackers. Unfortunately, most people use the word hacker for both hackers and crackers. The actions of crackers give hackers a bad reputation. Hackers are sometimes hired by companies to test computer security. This kind of hacker is called a white hat. The white hat will try to break into the company's computer system. If he or she finds a way to break in, the company can fix the problem. Crackers also try to break into computer systems, but they are not invited. In recent years, even governments have been hiring hackers to improve national security. Hackers spend a lot of time developing technology. In fact, if it were not for hackers, the only products available to computer users would be expensive commercial products from companies like Microsoft. Who do you think writes those freeware programs we download? For example, Netscape Navigator was developed by hackers. Hackers have also contributed to the Linux operating system, as well as many other open source programs. They spend hundreds of hours working on projects and receive no pay at all. They do it because it is challenging or because they want to make a better product. Hackers are misunderstood heroes of modern culture. Without them, we would not have such excellent computer systems. While there are some unethical crackers in the world, we should be careful not to blame hackers for what crackers do.